Dealing with Grief and Loss Through Culture by Brad Bellegarde. Story. Fort Qu'Appelle, Saskatchewan. A group of Indigenous youth from surrounding reserves of Fort Qu'Appelle, Saskatchewan took part in a workshop that focused on grief and loss early this month. The two-day workshop, which was presented to the youth by White Raven Healing Center in Fort Qu'Appelle, Saskatchewan, designed the workshops with a key emphasis on First Nations culture and spirituality. "We hear a lot about that intergenerational trauma," said Dale Whitecap, outreach addiction counselor for White Raven Healing Center. "People haven't really found their culture. They know a little bit, but they don't really know what happened to our people," said Whitecap. According to Whitecap, understanding the historical trauma of First Nations people and the impact of colonization and residential schools is the first step to finding identity. Whitecap, 58, spent 12 years of his life in residential schools, and he says that it wasn't until he turned 28 years old that he was able to find his spiritual identity as a First Nations person. He says that identity plays an important role in healing from trauma. "One of the things I ask them, what's your background? They'll say Cree or Nakota or Soto or Dakota, and I'll ask them, do you practice or do you know anything about it? About 80% don't," said Whitecap. The first day of the workshop covered the historical trauma piece by looking at how then Santee Sioux were displaced as a result of European migration to North America. Whitecap opened the conversation with workshop participants by talking about how traumatic events affect a person's emotions. "The main thing they need to understand is their emotions," he said. "A lot of them hold on to them, that sadness, that happiness. But I tell them to be happy in the moment. Be sad, it's okay to cry." Star Blanket First Nation member Evan Pelchier, 30, was one of the participants, and he said the workshop helped him understand the importance of culture. "I realized that I can't be holding in because eventually it gets me to where I don't want to be," said Pelchier. "For example, like jail or not being there for your kids or being there for your family." Pelchier said that he's had a lot of loss over the last 16 months, including a 5-month-old son, a mother, and a grandmother. Workshops like this and other programming from WRHC have helped him deal with his emotions revolving around grief and loss. Andrew Pascal, 28, who was also a participant in the workshop, said although he achieved a grade 12 education, he didn't have many of the traditional teachings growing up on Pasqua First Nation. "I didn't know how to deal with, so I chose drugs and alcohol." Pascal said he had lost his mother at a young age and has also experienced the trauma of being incarcerated. "I'm learning about my culture," said Pascal. "I take it serious, and I do really believe it helps when we pray." The program is offered periodically throughout the year at WRHC in Fort Qu'Appelle, Saskatchewan. Or for more information, go to Five Hills Qu'Appelle Child Council website at www.fhqtc.com/white-raven/.